Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. You're on a big trip around Australia, raising $50,000 for families living with muscular dystrophy. You're calling it the Wobbly Boots Virtual Race. How far have you gone so far on your trip?
Well, we're about 7,000 kilometres in, Brian. We've left Tassie and we've got a bit of a circuitous route up to Cooktown in far north Queensland, and now we're back down the coast in Noosa Heads.
Now you're logging as you go along places that have disability pluses and minuses. Where have you found to be the best places to visit?
There's been quite a few. I think that Australia pretty well is working fairly hard to be inclusive. A lot of tourism venues depend upon it, but if the standout places were the War Museum and the Australian National Gallery in Canberra, and some unlikely places too. The Yeppoon was the first place we hit the coast in Queensland, and it was the boardwalk and facilities just along there were brilliant for disabled people. They were kind of just built in. You didn't really notice them. Most coastal places in Queensland have got their act together as far as disability access is concerned.
Would you say the same about, say, Victoria and New South Wales?
Apples and oranges, really. Most of the stuff that we did in Victoria, New South Wales, were simply drive up, have a look, and drive on again. So in that nature, they were completely accessible. But we did notice that a lot of the places that were professional tourism places, we had difficulty, or at least I had difficulty with them. There were steps without handrails, for instance, and wheelchair ramps, if they are there, were basically functional to let you get in and pay. But once you were within the attraction itself, there was a lot of stuff that I found very difficult to do. With the exception, of the Swan Hill Pioneer Village, which was completely brilliant for accessibility in every area.
Have you gone into any, national parks with waterfalls and the likes?
We've done a couple that have very short walks and haven't had too many problems at all. They're very good with signposting at the start, so you've got an idea of how long to go and what to expect during the walk. Because of the nature of my disability, I have weak legs and problems with balance, I tend to err on the safe side. So we haven't really attempted too many of those, to be honest, Brian, but the couple that we have done, we haven't had too much difficulty with.
Where are you at the moment?
We just got into Noosa Head last night on the ironically named Sunshine Coast, because we haven't seen any sun since we got here, but we're hoping that it'll clear a bit later today and we'll be able to have a good look around.
I can tell you it's warmer. Regardless, it's warmer than it is down here in Tasmania.
I've been seeing some friends' Facebook posts, and I think I'd rather be here than there. Although the start of our trip was like that through Victoria into the highlands of New South Wales. It was negative temperatures and overnight and raining all the time. So it wasn't the first week and a half wasn't all that pleasant, to be honest.
You're logging your trip online as you go along. How do people get access to that?
The website is wobblyboots.com.au. You can just click through to the fundraising page from the main page. We're kind of a little bit disappointed at the moment with how the fundraising's going, so we'll probably need to look at strategies for that. We've raised so far through the site a bit over $2,000, which is a long way short of the $50,000 that we're trying to raise.
And people go to wobblyboots.com.au, they can donate there.
Yes, they can. They can click through. There's a donate now button, and that will click you through to a separate fundraising page. And as far as us logging the places that we're going, we're visiting maybe 2-3 places a day. We're putting them all into the website. So at the moment, we've got a lot of locations in there. We've rated maybe half of them. It's quite labour intensive, and there's that the balance between enjoying ourselves and having a look around and the work side of things. So we need to catch up a little bit, but we're getting there.
Your notes about different locations, would you find that to be useful for, say, people without a disability?
Focus, generally speaking, is on accessibility and how inclusive the places are. We don't go a great deal into describing how wonderful a particular place is. It's more about how, if you were in a wheelchair, I had a mobility issue, how you would find the actual place. So, whereas an able-bodied person might give a place 5 stars because it's visually stunning and just an all-round great place to be, we might only give it 3 stars because there's a few sets of stairs that precluded me from getting to a particular part of an attraction.
And of course, you could argue, and certainly I would, that people who do it properly deserve support.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We're certainly not, we're trying very hard not to be negative about any place that we go. We're just purely looking at it from an accessibility viewpoint.
Warren, thank you. We'll talk again, say, in about 3 or 4 weeks' time.
Great. Look forward to it, Brian. And thanks very much for having me.